This is Wade Ransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In rural China, where 41% of the population lives, only about 20% of cancer patients survive 5 years past their diagnosis. In urban areas, 40% survive, according to the government. In the U.S., more than two-thirds survive throughout that period. Researchers have found that people who play team sports like soccer or basketball report 22.3% fewer mental health days than those who didn't exercise. Those who ran or jogged fared 19% better, while those who did household chores 11.8% better. More than two-thirds of employees polled around the world say they have to consult with more than one boss to get their jobs done, and nearly as many waste significant amounts of time waiting for guidance from senior leaders. Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson announced that 8 restaurant chains will remove no poaching clauses from their franchise contracts as a result of an investigation by his office. The companies, Applebee's, Church's Chicken, Five Guys, IHOP, Jamba Juice, Little Caesars, Panera, and Sonic, will remove the language from current and future contracts and will no longer enforce no poach provisions in existing contracts. Paul Manafort, President Trump's former campaign chairman, was convicted on multiple counts of bank and tax fraud, a victory that was the verdict for the special counsel, Robert Mueller. The jury was unable to reach a verdict on 10 of the 18 counts, and the judge declared a mistrial on those charges. Michael Cohen, President Trump's former fixer, pleaded guilty to campaign finance and other charges. He made the extraordinary admission that he paid a pornographic actress at the direction of the candidate, referring to Trump, to secure her silence about an affair she had with Trump. Cohen told a judge in the U.S. District Court in Manhattan that the payment was for the principal purpose of influencing the election for president in 2016. Russians have among the earliest retirement ages in the world, unchanged since the Soviet era established them in 1928. Men qualify for pensions at 60, women at 55. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.